Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Big Jake here with you, joined over the phone for part two of a conversation with the legendary Joe DeMasina. 9 number one hits, 16 top 40 songs, over 5 million albums sold worldwide, ACM, CMAs, Grammy Awards. She's done it all, and she's continuing to do it. Pretty hefty touring schedule, I noticed on your website, Joe D. And it's a good thing that we got in the mix here for Wednesday at the Washington County Fair in Nashville. We're excited to have you back on the show and excited to see you Wednesday night. How we doing?
Good. I think we've been around the whole country, and even up in Canada since I talked to you last.
Yeah, well, and how was your show at the Ryman? Last time we talked, you were getting ready to play the Ryman in April.
Yes. It was great. It was sold out. Tons of people singing every word to the song. There was so much. It was just a lot of fun.
Absolutely. The Washington County Fairgrounds on Wednesday, July 10th. Some tickets remain. You can try and get them at thewashingtoncountyfair.com. We're talking with Joe DeMasina here, so thewashingtoncountyfair.com to go see her in concert. You know, we talked a lot about, you know, I was listening back to our interview and trying to figure out, you know, we don't want to have the same conversation twice by all means. And I was kind of just looking around the internet a little bit and just trying to do some extra research. And I came across an interview that you had. And I hope you don't mind me asking and bringing it up. If so, we could definitely we can change gears here. But I was curious, how big for you is your faith? Not necessarily just in your life, of course, but maybe something. Was it always in your music and in your career, or is this something that came to be a big part of your life later on?
In 2014 is when I came to know Jesus, and so. I, you know, kind of knew of God my whole life. It was like, oh, yeah, thank you, God, for this. Just very blasé until I got to really know Christ. And then it kind of flipped my whole world around. And he's what I live for. And so I do talk about my faith a lot. I talk about the love of Christ and how, you know, God created us each for a purpose and loves us more than we can ever imagine. And I think if we could grasp that, like what that love is like and how much he loves us, everyone would carry themselves differently.
Well, good stuff.
Myself included.
Yeah, absolutely. I think your gift, you're living out your gift right now. You're making people happy. You're providing music and entertainment, all kinds of good stuff for people. And we're glad that you're, you know, coming to Nashville on Wednesday, July 10th, thewashingtoncountyfair.com to get your tickets. There's a few that still remain. Switching gears a little bit, because I forgot to ask about this the last time we talked. Obviously, Cole Swindell has the song She Had Me at Heads Carolina, which is a direct nod to, you know, your song, you know, your huge hit there. Did you guys ever meet ahead of time, or did you know him before he recorded, or how did he kind of approach you or the idea of recording a song like that?
Well, actually, I found out about the song from the one of the original songwriters of the Heads Carolina, Tales California. He sent me a copy. He's like, hey, I just want to give you a heads up. You know, this is what, you know, somebody recorded. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And it wasn't supposed to be a single, from what I understand. This is all, you know, hearsay, but I don't think it was supposed to be a single, and then the album was released and people requested it to be a single, and at that point his record label reached out to me and said, hey, we'd love to have you involved with this. And so they, you know, put me in, asked me to be in the video, and then we went in and we re-recorded a version with me on it. And so that's how that all came about. I didn't know beforehand, no.
Okay, but I'm sure you guys have, you know, talked since. And, you know, for him kind of being on the newer side of, you know, being a newer artist, I mean, he's been around a decent amount of time now, but for you in country music and how things are going, are there any new artists right now that you're just a huge fan of in particular?
Oh, man, there's so many of them. We have a huge pool of talent right now.
No kidding.
And I love the songwriting, too, that's happening. And so, I couldn't pick just one.
A group of them. I mean, you know, is it, do you like anybody? Have you met anybody, any new artists that you just are, they're great people and you just feel like what they're doing, you know, like a group of artists?
Okay, I'll give you a couple. I've, Lainey Wilson, she's just so kind and you root for her. You know, you want her to do well, and she doesn't, you know, take it for granted, and she's very, you know, very humble in the midst of all of what's going on. Luke Combs, he's so nice. just as you would expect, you know what I mean? And so those are a couple that I met a year or so ago, and just have really been watching them and just been excited for them.
Well, good stuff there. Joe DiMessina joining us here on the show. Upcoming concert at the Washington County Fair in Nashville, thewashingtoncountyfair.com to purchase your tickets. The Heads Carolina Tails California tour going on. You got a long list of dates. coming up, not only at, you know, just in the next week or so, but just after the show itself. How about new music? I know your last single, Just to Be Loved, was released pretty close to, you know, this week last year. But how's things going on? What's the story behind that song? And then how's things going on, you know, maybe doing some new music in the future?
We're in the process of writing. I'm in the process of writing stuff. It's going to probably be the end of this touring season before I can actually sit down, because I was just thinking this morning, I'm in my studio right now talking to you, and I was thinking, man, I just am not slowing down enough to get in that creative space. But Just to Be Loved is a song. It's the most recent release, and it's just written about, you know, kind of what we talked about earlier about, you know, God created you the way he wanted you to be and with a purpose and loves you. And you don't have to change who you are just to be loved. Because I've just witnessed that so much with kids. I have two boys. They're 12 and 15. And then seeing boys and girls this age just selling out, you know, for approval by the masses. And it's sad. And it's like, you don't have to do that. You're already loved. So anyway, you have to give it a listen. Tell the story.
Switching gears here a little bit. I always find it interesting whenever artists talk about songs that they almost recorded or songs that were almost somebody else's that they ended up getting. I think it's, what was it? I think it was Brooks and Dunn or somebody. It was almost somebody else's. I don't know. There's a bunch of different stories like that all over the place. Are there any songs that maybe you passed on that later became hits for somebody else?
Yes. People ask me that question a lot. I Hope You Dance was pitched to me.
Oh, wow.
But at that point in my life, I didn't grasp the song the way that Liam Womack did. I mean, he just nailed it. And so it's not like I regret it, but it was a song that they played for me. I'm like, yeah, that's not really me. Passed on it. It became a huge hit, and it ended up exactly where it needed to be.
Yeah, that's a massive one. But yeah, like you said, sometimes it's just not right for you at that particular time. Are there any songs that you're aware of yours, maybe you almost didn't record. Maybe you were going to pass on it, or it was about to be somebody else's song that is yours and now is one of your hits.
No, I never had that situation.
Okay. Well, I was just curious about that. Joe DiMessina joining us here. Going back a little bit, you were talking about, you know, new music and kind of maybe getting into that mode and, you know, trying to get down and write some new stuff. A big thing now, it seems like, I think Tracy Lawrence did it a while back, and I think Terry Clark is also doing it. They did one for Joe Diffie. They're kind of doing collaborative albums where they play some of their hits, and then they take newer artists that are in current country music, and, you know, they get to sing some of those songs with them. Have you ever been approached or thought about doing some sort of collaborative album with your hits on it with these newer country artists?
Not really. I guess it's been in the last year or two that people have done that.
Sure.
I've been living at the hockey rink and touring and doing crazy stuff like that. Someone did bring it up recently, just in passing, and I was like, well, everybody else is doing it, so I'm just going to kind of let everybody else do it.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. That's good. You know, everybody's doing collabos. If you're going to put out some new music, anybody's going to be excited for whatever you're going to put out, and that's no doubt about it. I know I'm excited about that and everything new that you have coming, and obviously about the show at Nashville at the Washington County Fair. Get your tickets. A few of them remain, thewashingtoncountyfair.com. Joe DeMessina joining us here on the show. Anything else you want to say to the folks in Southern Illinois or the Nashville area about coming out to your show on Wednesday night?
Just come out, bring a friend. You'll have fun. There's something in it for everybody. We do have a lot of fun in our shows, and we get the audience involved. So be ready. Be ready to have fun and be a part of the show. And, just come on out.
Joe DeMessina joining us here on Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM WMIX. It was really good to talk to you again. Thank you so much for the time.
Sure. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.